is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Another sell-off on Wall Street. CBS's Jason Brooks says traders are worried about the economy.
The Dow plummeted 748 points as inflation expectations soared higher in the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index for February, with a large decline in expectations for future big-ticket purchases such as autos and appliances.
There was also a report on declining home sales. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has canned Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Acting in the best interest of Los Angeles public safety and for the operations of the Los Angeles Fire Department, I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as Fire Chief.
Bass says Crowley sent 1,000 firefighters home before the wildfires started, despite a forecast of high winds. The Pentagon expects to lose 5,400 probationary employees next week. The Trump administration has fired 243 TSA workers and thousands of IRS employees.
Liz Alvarado says the call was direct.
They were just like, hey, come in tomorrow and turn all your stuff in. You're no longer with us.
She was just 3 weeks from completing her one-year probationary period. Federal employees can be terminated easily during that time. Alvarado says Americans who need help from the IRS are now going to have to wait longer.
There's going to be even less workers here now. You know, these were real people with real jobs.
Experts say the layoffs of about 7,000 IRS probationary workers nationwide likely means the agency's plan to go after high wealth and high income tax cheats will not move forward. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO, had a court hearing in New York today. His attorney, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, is upset the Justice Department won't allow Mangione to be held in state custody.
The federal government is still considering whether to execute Luigi and considering whether to seek the death penalty. So we are fighting that simultaneously while going first here in state court.
The courtroom was packed with dozens of Mangione's fans, mostly young women. CBS's Vicki Barker has the latest on Pope Francis.
The Pope's doctors have just delivered their first in-person update on his condition. They say he's getting occasional supplements of oxygen and is responding to drug therapy for his double pneumonia. He's also being treated for a complex lung condition.
Hosting the nation's governors at the White House, President Trump and Maine Governor Janet Mills clashed over the executive order banning transgender athletes from female sports.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't.
Governor Mills told the president, we'll see you in court. Trump replied he looks forward to an easy win. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. If your kid takes a bus to school in Racine, you may need to perform an update. Racine Unified officials say First Student is releasing a new app to track and keep tabs on school buses. The new First View OnePoint app is said to be better with tracking and getting real-time alerts about bus locations. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 26.
WRJN. Since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. Look so and fine. I know I wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the hell you get her out of my heart. Help me run the hell, help me run.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. Lets us know about the new movies opening up this weekend. Brett?
Well, the first is an R-rated dark comedy slash horror movie called The Monkey from Neon. It's about two brothers who find their father's old monkey toy in the attic, but then after a series of gruesome deaths start, the siblings decide to throw away the toy and move on with their lives. Now, 25 years later, the monkey is back. The next movie is a PG inspirational movie called The Unbreakable Boy. Zach Levy stars in this movie, and it's based upon a book written by Scott Lorette about his family and son, Austin Lorette, a remarkable young man who was diagnosed with both brittle bone disease and autism. Austin's joy and funny worldview transforms and unites everyone around him. And in fact, the real life Austin is an employee at the Marcus Twin Creek Cinema in Omaha, Nebraska. This is a delightful PG-rated movie that all can enjoy. In addition to these two movies, there are plenty of options at the cinema, including Captain America Brave New World and Paddington in Peru. Make plans to see a movie this weekend.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Yep. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter. This couldn't be a dream or to me.
Timeless Hands, WRJN. You're going to want to listen to Rick Johnson tomorrow morning for the Capsule Countdown. What is the Capsule Countdown? Well, you know how a lot of radio stations have like the top 20 countdown or the top 40 countdown? Who's got time for that? Saturday mornings, Rick Johnson has the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. So listen tomorrow morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for the Capsule Countdown on WRJN.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Matz, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Ooh,
do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Me, what's on my mind? I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got, her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Tired when I try to speak, my insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine, that's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Elvis Presley, all shook up on WRJN. Of course, you're familiar with Elvis and you're familiar with his agent, Colonel Tom Parker. But did you know that before becoming Elvis's agent, Colonel Tom Parker ran a troupe of dancing chickens?
Close to me and kissed you and
Aretha Franklin, RESPECT on WRJN, your home for local news. And we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to field the largest local news team in Racine County. You can hear the headlines and breaking news here on WRJN and then read the in-depth details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Together, our commitment to local news keeps growing. It's the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha company is helping to sustain Milwaukee racing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports Kenosha-based Snap-on will be the title sponsor for the 2025 IndyCar Racing Weekend at the historic Milwaukee Mile. That's set to take place August 23rd and 24th. The event, now called the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 Weekend, will feature a main race on Sunday, which will be broadcast nationally. With a major warm-up headed our way and temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
No pets at Petland were harmed after smoke filled the store last night. An electric issue apparently was to blame. There's more about that response last night today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. Currently it's 26.
You
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Turn them up. WRJN. Researchers found that teens who are asked to turn down the volume of their earbuds and headphones are more likely to turn them up instead. The study out of the University of Colorado also found that boys listen louder than girls. Other finds include that teens are less able to judge how loud their music is, and up to 24% listen at levels which put them at risk for permanent hearing loss.
Oh, my darling,
not three
Diamonds on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you signed up yet to receive our new weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. Also has tips on marketing and advertising. You can get it for free. Just sign up at WRJN.com.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Thank you. day.
Badfinger and Day After Day on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Want to save you some money? Yes, I do. In fact, this place is open 24/7. Check out the WRJN Big Deals website. You can save up to 50% in some cases on local food service and merchandise. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, shop from home with up to 50% savings in some cases. Check the site often. We've got new deals every week.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or BigLou.com.
Life is very short, and there's no-
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and then we've got high school basketball for you. It's Waterford at Union Grove. Dick Recepa has the call of the game. Pre-game at 6:30, tip-off at 7 here on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I feel loving.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Cast your dreams before
to slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Trump administration is eyeing more job cuts. CBS's Christopher Cruz begins our team coverage.
The Pentagon expects to fire 5,400 probationary employees in an initial cut next week, then put a hiring freeze in place while it reviews its personnel needs. More than 200 probationary TSA employees have been fired, among them airport screeners. And a federal judge named to the bench by President Trump has cleared the way for the administration to fire all but a small fraction of staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. The president says yes, he is considering placing the Postal Service under the jurisdiction of the Commerce Department.
Well, we want to have a post office that works well and doesn't lose massive amounts of money. And we're thinking about doing that, and it'll be a form of a merger, but it'll remain the Postal Service, and I think it'll operate a lot better.
The president says new Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who was sworn in today, could oversee the Postal Service. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has dismissed Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. CBS's Carter Evans explains why.
She said that the chief did not leave 1,000.